Good morning and welcome to ASI Radio's Tuesday morning show. I'm Joe Haley. I'll be your special guest host today. Kathy's looking at me like there's something wrong. What's going on?
I think we're all looking at you like that.
What's with the new music? I thought I was on the wrong show.
No. We got new intro music today.
Yeah, because you're on so many shows, Kathy.
I know.
You're all confused.
Yeah.
Well, it is Tuesday morning, 10:30, so we're on the air, and we have a rather interesting panel today. Not interesting panel, but
what are you trying to say?
An eclectic panel,
diverse,
Motley. We don't have our normal crew in here. We do have Kathy Houston, who's not normal.
But you're a regular.
Good morning, Kath.
Good morning, Joe.
All right, filling in for the vacationing Andy Cohen and Melinda Ligus, we have Dan Walsh, who is senior writer for Wearables and Stitches magazine. What's going on, Dan?
Not too much, Joe. Just got promoted. How about you?
You promoted him? Okay.
That's okay.
Handing out all type of promotions today. Also,
does he
with
get more
us
his paycheck? That's the question he's really interested in.
Nope. It's a promotion and title only.
All right.
Also joining us is Nicole Rollander. She is the editor of Stitches Magazine and the director of ASI Education. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Joe.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Good.
Nicole's going to be entering a Adam Lambert contest where she's going to get all glammed up.
Yes, glitter.
I can't wait to see this.
I'm totally going to do
Guyliner.
Well, it's not
be,
me. It's not
it would
eyeliner.
Be Gal liner.
It would be
it's
my
Gal
regular
liner.
Eyeliner. Yeah,
right. Gal liner.
But it's on Twitter. It's very cool.
All right. Also with us today is senior writer. Am I correct on this
yes,
one?
Joe.
Senior writer,
editor in chief.
Unless I get more money.
And also the host of ASI TV's industry update. Dave, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing well. Working on some big promogram stories this morning, Joe.
All right.
Check them
Dave,
out later.
You are a superstar.
We doing
also,
my best.
We also have our special tech team manning the sound effects. Is Steve Hawk. And also on the phone is Facebook Vinny Driscoll.
Facebook
he just
Vinny
shakes his head.
Top Twitterer.
All right, we have a call on topic today. If you have any challenges with any school promotions coming up, because some schools are already in session, schools are getting ready, most of them are getting ready to be in session, you can give us a call at 215-953-4979. You can also email questions to radio@asicentral.com. If we put you on the air, you will score a $25 Visa gift card. But before we start the program, Kathy's going to tell us what's in store.
Thanks, Joe. So you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to get started with a very exciting contest announcement. You can actually win a Roomba, Joe. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's awesome.
Well, our marketing guy, Jay Krolik, will be calling in with all the details. Then we'll take your calls, like Joe said, on promotional challenges for the upcoming school year. Nicole will give us a report on the state of customer service, and Dave will tell you about 7 new skills that every worker needs. And Dan will let us know about a shocking new rugby uniform.
Shocking.
Plus, there's a lot more, but first let's go to Dave with the news.
All right, thanks again, Kathy. Good morning, everyone. We begin with the continuing saga of Counselor Top 40 supplier American Apparel. The California-based company has finally reported its second quarter earnings, which are off only about $4 million compared to last year. However, the supplier has incurred significant debt and is warning it might not be able to pay off creditors this fall. We'll have more on this later in today's Counselor Promogram. In other news, Minnesota-based Fields Manufacturing has acquired the name and assets of supplier Animal Fair, as well as selected inventory from Princess Soft Toys. Earlier this summer, after 45 years in business, Princess Soft closed its doors. Fields will continue to offer a separate catalog of Princess Soft products, but will also roll its newly acquired line into its own 2011 catalog. Next up, some good news from the Federal Reserve for small businesses. A new Fed survey shows large banks have loosened their lending standards and made it easier for small businesses to obtain credit. It's the first time this has happened since 2006. Data shows about 14% of banks have eased lending standards, while only 5% tightened underwriting rules in the second quarter. And finally today, be sure to check out the latest extra flashy episode of The Joe Show, where Joe features cameras and picture frames. I promise it will be a picture-perfect episode. And there you have
it.
Industry news for Tuesday, August 17th, 2010. Joe?
Thank you, Dave. I got a little spit on my glasses there. That's okay. All right. We have on line 3, Jake Krolik. He is one of ASI's marketers extraordinaire, and he's here. He's going to tell us about this upcoming radio contest we have. Now, Jake, give me a little nutshell. How's it going to happen?
So what we're going to do is we're running this contest, which if you got the email this morning, you saw a little bit about it. Over the next 4 weeks, starting with this week, 8/17, the week of 8/24, the week of 8/31, and the week of 9/7, you guys are going to say a word each week on ASI Radio. And everyone listening, make sure you remember the word that they said and the week that it was said, because on the September 14th show, if you call in and you're the selected caller and you know the word and the week that it was set on, you get to win one of four grand prizes.
All right, Jake, what are those prizes?
You have a Flip HD video camera, a netbook, a Canon PowerShot 14 megapixel digital camera, and yes, the grandest of grand prizes, the Roomba, which is the robotic vacuum cleaner that vacuums your house while you're away.
Are employees eligible, Jake?
Employees are not eligible, no.
That stinks.
Another question. So say we're asking for the word for week number three, and the caller calls up with the word from week number two. What happens?
They don't win.
They don't win. So it's just easy enough as paying attention, finding out what the word of the week is, writing it down, and then listening carefully to what word we're asking for when you call in.
Exactly. So make sure you just listen today, next week, and each of the weeks going. So you want to listen to the 817 show, the 824 show, the 831 show, and the 97 show. And then make sure you listen to the 914 show because that's the prize call-in show.
So opportunity to win lots of great prizes.
Yep.
Well, Jake, thanks a lot for calling in. We appreciate it. And remember, everyone, listen today. We will let you know what the word is, but you got to pay attention. It might come at any time. Now we're going
to Who gets to choose the word?
Who gets to choose the word? I've chosen week one's word, and it is not Dave.
Okay.
All right.
That's a good thing.
We are
gonna, nobody would ever remember that.
We're going to take your phone calls now at 215-953-4979 on today's topic, which is school day's challenges. So first let's go to Barbara on line one. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good, good. I'm in a bit of a quandary.
That could be the word.
The head of the Band Parents Association from a school I've never worked with.
Okay.
Unfortunately, my kids wrestled and ran track and field, so this is all new to me. He's actually looking for ways that parents can show support for the band at like football games or, you know, band competitions, anything like that. And I have nothing. I need some ideas.
Bam-bams. Yeah.
Bam-bams are good
ideas.
Look
them up. They have lots of cheering stuff and noisemakers, which are really good for events like that.
My niece was in a marching band for 4 years of high school. She was also the majorette, that's the head person, the drum major, her senior year. So we used to go and support her at the band competitions, and those parents from a lot of schools are crazy with cowbells.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get cowbells in the school colors, and they ring them.
We need more cowbell.
The other thing is, since it's in this area in Pennsylvania, it's a little colder when they're doing these competitions in October, November. You're in a cold stadium at night. Stadium blankets are a good idea. Also, the stadium chairs, so you don't have to sit on those cold metal bleachers. Mm-hmm. So it's going to keep the cushions warm.
We're right across the river. We're in Jersey, so
yes.
Yeah, so my kids were too jocks. I have no idea what to do for.
I think that band parents want to support their kids just like, you know, the parents of athletes too. So
right.
I mean, all these things are natural. There's also an arm magnet. It looks like a big muscular arm that people could put on the side of their cars. And the supplier who does these, and I'm at a loss.
It's arm magnet.
Arm magnet, thank you. they could put anything in the hand. They could put musical instruments in the hand. They could put batons and stuff. So that's the way when these parents are going to football games and band competitions, they could put them on the side of their car to show support again for their children's
game. Also, I would say think of fundraising opportunities too. They can sell T-shirts for the band and water bottles, things like that, because they're always looking to raise funds for their trips.
Mm-hmm.
I like scarves.
Scarves
are a really cool item right now.
Scarves?
Yep, go with scarves.
Good. Can I email one of you? Because you just threw all this at me.
Yes.
Really, really quick.
Email Joe Haley, J-H-A-L-E-Y, at asicentral.com.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And I'd be happy to put all in an email for you, Barbara. Stay on the line. Vinny will get your information. We'll get that Visa gift card out
to
you. On line five, we have Frank. Frank, how are you?
Howdy. Good morning.
Can we help you?
All right. School situations you're talking about also. And by the way, howdy. We're calling from Texas.
All right. Howdy, y'all.
Howdy, y'all.
Howdy. Down here, there's UIL. I guess it stands for, I don't know, some kind of tough competition. But they're not allowing any noisemakers.
Oh, really?
Stands. Yeah, no noisemakers. Can you believe that? So, you know, the megaphones, which are a fantastic product and stuff like that, try to sell them for the concession stands, for the popcorn. They're they're not allowing it. You know, they'll tell them, nope, can't use it, can't have it.
Okay, Frank, on that note, I would say Bam Bam's also has rollabannas, which don't make noise, but they're banners, and they roll out, and they're really cool for things like that. Because I know, I think the NFL doesn't allow noisemakers either, but there are lots of ways, rally towels and things like that, that you can still show your spirit.
Right, rally towels, that's a good one. And somebody told me fans. There's a fan that she says she wants. They got it before and stuff like that. So, you know, I found a product that was all plastic. I was looking for corrugated. That's what they wanted, some corrugated. That was, I guess, 12 by 12. I couldn't find that.
Check with Mac Specialties. Okay. I know that they do rally signs for political events and stuff, and I've seen them in corrugated cardboard.
Is it Max or what'd you say?
Mac, MAC Specialties. Mac okay. Specialties.
Okay, good. And that'll be fantastic. By the way, anybody that's on hold here is kind of out of the loop on the conversation because we can only hear one person and not the people calling in. Sorry. Because I was trying to listen to what the other gentleman was saying about the contest rules and stuff. I said, I can't hear what he's saying.
Well, with the contest rules, you have to listen for the word of the week for the next 4 weeks. And on the fifth week, we will ask for callers to call in with what the word was. And if you have that, if you're the chosen caller and you have the right word, you'll win one of four fabulous prizes.
Okay.
So keep listening, Frank, because we didn't say the word yet.
So did we miss it? That's what I was
going to say. No. You didn't miss the word yet.
One other thing I was going to ask you, I need your help. I've been looking for this person for the longest time. I contacted them directly one time. It was fantastic. It was a email that was sent to me, so I'm sure y'all, maybe other distributors got it and so forth. It was a email that was a company that created software. What they did was they made your emails look like a web page. A website.
And emails look like a web page.
It had products that you could put on site. It was only like $5 a month, and it was amazing. It was really, really good. And I thought, you know, let me think about it and stuff. I had to reboot or clean up my computer, and I erased it. And I don't know where it's at, or who he is, and all I know. But I did call him directly. I called the person that actually came up with this idea.
Okay. Well, Frank, Vinny's going to get your information, and if we can dig that up. Wait, Dan thinks he's.
Yeah, you might be looking for one of these. Email marketing programs such as MailChimp or Eye Contact or Constant Contact. That might be what you're talking about here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. If not, we're going to get your contact information.
Thank you, guys.
And if we find that out, we will send it along to you.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, Frank.
So stay on the line. Vinny's going to get that. But first, he's going to press line three. We're going to go to one of our regular callers, Stanley. Stanley, how are you? Stanley? Line three?
Yes.
Stanley.
Ah, now we got you. How are you?
Okay, very good.
How's the weather in California?
I'll tell you, I was just listening in. I'd love to also find out about that email program because most of them are just cost prohibitive. So if you guys find out, I'd love to find out about that too.
Okay.
I'm calling in because one of the things that we did at a school program, and we're just trying to figure out how to make it more cost effective. There's a company, and I can't remember the name offhand. They've got that big gun that you shove a shirt into and you shoot it into the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know if there was an ASI company that did that, but we've gotten requests. We actually would go to the games and do it on site. We charge them for the rental of it, and we would charge them for our time. And it was such a crowd pleaser. And then inevitably, we ended up doing more shirts for them because, you know, they used us for the whole promotion. What I was going to ask you is if other things that you think that would tie into that.
What I would do is try to co-op with other clients. You know, if you're working with pizza shops or, you know, retail establishments, ask them to put coupons and such inside, rolled up inside a T-shirt, or have them also sponsor the T-shirt. I mean, people go crazy and want the T-shirts, but you can also put things inside. Tickets for upcoming events. You can put in coupons for dollar off merchandise at a retail operation.
Yep. The minor league, minor league sports teams always do that too. They shoot the stuff out, and people co-opt with them, community businesses to sponsor these things.
Two years ago in Dallas, there was an exhibitor who was selling the guns, the air guns. I don't know them off the top of my head, but if you check out ESP, I'm sure that if they're still listed, they will be on there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome! That's great. I appreciate that. I wouldn't have thought of that coupon idea. That's great.
All right. Well, Stanley, stay on the line. Vinny's going to get your contact information. I'm sure we have it, but he's going to make sure that he does have it. But Vinny's going to go to line two, where we have Sam.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you, Sam?
Hi.
Good morning. Well, high schools are really big in my area. Lots of students, lots of clubs, sports, activities. I don't know where to start. What's the entry point?
I think the entry point can be all over the place. You might want to start first at a PTA meeting, find out who's heading up clubs, who's heading up parents groups. Like I know the high school that my boys go to, that each sports team has a parents organization, and there's one person who runs that, and they're looking for boosters, and they're looking for things to give to their boosters. So I would go to the PTA mm-hmm. meeting and get acquainted with people.
Even if you go to the high school football game or whatever, you'll see they usually have concession stands set up selling T-shirts and other fundraiser type items. You could ask the person at the concession stand who they're buying from and, what they're looking for to do differently or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would surely be a public face there. I would be at the football games, the basketball games, so people get to know you, and then you can build a relationship that way first, and then hopefully be able to help them with some promotions down the road.
And we talked about this before, but the idea of social networking can really help when you're dealing with schools. Mm-hmm. And LinkedIn is a program that sort of gets your foot in the door, as well as Facebook, because youth and their parents and administrators, they're all on Facebook.
Right, and then you got to decide, what do you want to do with the school? How do you want to help them?
Okay.
All right. Well, Sam, hopefully we gave some good ideas. Stay on the line. Vinny Driscoll is going to get your contact information. And we have one more call, so let's get to it on line four. We have Becky. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great.
What's your question?
I have some schools in my areas that need things like pens and pencils, notebooks, backpacks, etc. I want to help them. Any thoughts on how to proceed? Do you think it's even worth the effort?
I definitely think it's worth the effort. I mean, mm-hmm. to be a good citizen within your own community is good PR for you. What I would do is go into your stock. I mean, you always get overprints on products. So if you have pens and pencils that have been laying around, box them up, donate to them school. Also, work with your clients that you already have and, find out, do they want to work with the schools? Because they might want to put imprints on pens, backpacks, and stuff. There's a lot of big organizations that do that, especially in the Philly area when it comes early fall, when it's time for schools to start. But some of your clients might want to do it. Also, check with your school and find out, will they accept pens that have advertising on it? Will they accept notebooks that have advertising? And I think that some will and some might not.
Well, that's great advice.
Also, check with your clients because some of them might be the president of the PTA. Like Joe was saying, that's a good step in.
Sure. And if you want to donate, I'm sure that everyone's going to be happy to participate. One year I did a writing instrument article, and I had 500 pens that were sent to me to be photographed and stuff. We didn't photograph all 500, but the suppliers didn't want them back, so we boxed them up and we donated them to a school in Philadelphia, and they were very appreciative of it. So there you go. Hopefully that helps. Becky, stay on the line. Vinny is going to get your contact information. And before we go any further, let's stop and hear a message from today's ASI show sponsor, ASI Radio sponsor.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
All right, and we are back. We're going to move on to our next topic on the
agenda.
On the agenda. Kathy, you have five sciences time to fire a client. And mm-hmm. I know we talk about this from time to time, but I think it's an important thing for people to hear.
All right, Joe, and you always say this on practically every show. When a customer wants an unreasonable discount, it might
yes.
be time to fire them.
Right.
If you drop your price or give major concessions just because a large buyer pushes you, they're not going to accept your pricing the next time around.
It's kind of like feeding a cat, a stray cat.
Exactly.
You feed it, it's going to stay.
That's right.
Do you have experience in this, Joe?
No,
he's a big cat person.
Where did that analogy come from?
We don't feed the stray cats.
When a customer wants inside info on competitors, to me that's just unethical. So you don't want to be giving them any inside information. When a customer is rude, that goes without saying. I mean, maybe they're having a bad day, so you talk to them about it. But if they do it on a consistent basis, no. Who wants to work with them?
No one.
When a customer asks for payoff in kind, as for payoff in cash or kind, this is over the line. And don't let them justify it by saying everybody else is doing it, because they're not, and you shouldn't let them do it. And when a customer breaks an agreement, obviously, again, they might be having a bad day, but if they're doing these things on a consistent basis, it's time to say bye.
Right. So even in a tough economy, sometimes it's right thing to kick that client to the curb.
Yep.
All right.
It's for the better good, Joe.
For the better good. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome.
So what I have to ask you all, are you all being served? Is customer service
in one way or another?
Well, is customer service working for everyone? Because, you know, that's the thing. Customer service is real big, especially in trying times. You want to make sure that you're serving your clients the right way. So Nicole is going to tell us about effective customer service.
Yeah, and I just want to start out by saying I have had the same wireless carrier for years, and the service a few years ago was horrific. Like, I would get off the phone and I would be shaking because nothing would go well. And now my unnamed BlackBerry has broken 3 times in the last year, and every time I call it, they immediately send me a new one. So the service has improved dramatically because I've had this company for about 10 years. Anyway.
Did you yell at them? Is that why?
No, and that was the thing. I've been very nice. So I'm one of the good customers. I'm always very nice. I'm never rude.
Kill them with kindness, right?
Well, anyway, last month, American Express just released a survey on customer service. And more than 90% of the people surveyed said that customer service obviously is important to them. However, only 24% said that they feel that companies actually really value their business and will go the extra mile to keep them as customers. Middling amount, 48% said the companies are helpful, but definitely don't go that extra mile. And, you know, people say, oh, we're in the recession. But I mean, I think more people are saying we're kind of in the past recession and we're moving forward. And so it makes sense to invest. You know, some of the things that customers want, I guess the highest rated things are effectiveness and problem resolution at the end of the call, knowledgeable customer service reps. I mean, that was something, like I said, I noticed in my wireless carrier before. I would call and they'd say, oh, we can't help you, and route you to 5 people. And now, you know, you can talk to one person and get resolution. Following that, of course, are courteous reps, attentiveness. And another thing that's interesting is that more people said they wanted a human interaction than they mind being put on hold. Like, I don't mind if I'm on hold, but it's that kind of human interaction that people want rather than these long automated menus. And so, you know, it makes sense for customers or companies to invest in good customer service reps. So you might pull people from the hospitality industry or other industries where they have experience working with people. Mm-hmm. and have that ability to kind of create a good customer experience. And then 81% of people in this survey said that if they get good customer service and their problem is resolved, then they will do business with the company again and also recommend that company to others. So customer service is very important. And you know, the on-the-phone interactions can make a big difference.
Right.
Get rid of the automation.
Yeah, I mean,
press
that's...
Press one for it. It's just so annoying.
I just had two experiences.
Hang up the phone. Yeah.
I've had two experiences recently. One was with our cable carrier, and they hung up on my wife, and then she calls me with a head full of steam, and then I called back with a head full of steam, and the person was very calm and handled the problem from start to finish, and we had a technician out the next day, and everything was fixed. So
did your steam dissipate?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm. It did very quickly, too. I mean, she was able to get my release valve and calm me down.
You shouldn't have to deal with that in the beginning.
It was the same company. The same company, two different peoples, and one, I mean, literally hung up on my wife. And then last week we had an issue with Easy Pass, and I called them, and the guy was awesome. He from start to finish, helped me out with the problem that I thought that was a problem that we had created, and it really wasn't. It was just a little miscommunication, and everything worked out
fine. So that's good,
a
good experience.
Yeah, a very good experience.
It was easy.
Yes, it was, Dave. Very good.
And he was given a pass.
All right. We're going to Dave.
All right.
Dave, you have 7 new skills every worker needs.
Yes, Joe. The theme here is you have to continue to learn. So I'll give you a quick rundown of the 7 skills every worker needs and then focus in on one of the skills in particular that's my favorite. So here we go. Number 1, be agile. And this means be able to deal with challenges every day. Number 2, be willing, which means try your hand at a combination of job areas so you're more versatile. Number 3, be cognitive. This is about intangible skills, using good judgment, putting clients at ease, being more of a people person. Number 4 is be visionary. Don't lock yourself into one field. Evaluate your skills over a period of time. See where you fit best. Number 5 is be analytical, and this means gain knowledge of the web, which is crucial nowadays. Number 6, be self-reliant. Think of yourself more like your own boss compared to having to work for somebody. And my favorite, number 7, be curious. Find things to challenge yourself. Ask questions. Look for a niche. Don't fall into that trap. You're just going to work to get a paycheck. So if you follow these steps, be agile, be willing, be cognitive, be visionary, be analytical, be self-reliant, and be curious, Joe, you will be more successful.
I'm trying, Dave, but I mean, I think
Are you really agile?
I know. I'm not sure if that's the word I'd use. Joe. He's curious.
Yeah, he's curious.
He's curious.
I am. But I think that we epitomize that list. I mean, who among us thought that when we come to work for a magazine that several years later we would be doing radio and video
not me.
And stuff?
Not
and
me.
Kathy didn't.
I did.
What?
Well, yeah. Well, you.
I did too.
You did. We were well.
Yeah,
when
you guys
you
just
came
got
aboard,
here.
We were already doing that. But I mean, Kathy and I have been around since
1985. What?
We've been here a long time, and I mean, we didn't even have an internet at that time.
A printer.
The internet wasn't working at that.
Yes, it was.
We didn't have the internet.
Blast from the past. Joe.
Dial up.
Did they have computers
ding,
back
ding.
Then?
They did. They
yeah,
were
we had Joe used typewriters.
They're monochromatic screens, but there was no LAN.
Oh, okay.
There was no LAN.
Right, I don't remember.
Right. If you're old, you forget.
Did they have wheels back then?
They did.
No, we came to work on our horse and buggies.
All right, moving on. Kathy.
Again?
New time. Yes, Kathy, new time, new generation of entrepreneurs. What do they look
yes,
like?
Yes, Joe. Well, they're like college kids.
Okay.
They're college
like
kids.
They are.
They are college kids. They're keenly aware of the recent economic downturn. They've seen their moms and dads and other older people losing their jobs, and they know that they have to hop on opportunities and think in a new way. So here's a couple instances. Zephyr Bassine, I think is her name. She's the editor-in-chief of collegefashion.net, and she just realized as a college sophomore that there was a lack of fashion publications directed at college students. So what she did is she set up collegefashion.net, and now it gets around 1.5 million page views per month. By the beginning of her senior year, she was already earning more money from that site than she would have at an entry-level management job.
Nice.
Yes. So they're looking for, I guess a lack of service in areas, and they're hopping on that. Giancarlo Massaro is founder of AnyLuckyDay.com, and what he was watching an infomercial, and he thought it would be a good idea if he would test products before he bought them. So he's offering that service to, other consumers. And he started the business in January 2009 at the age of 19 as a hobby. And since January 2010, he's been selling days on the calendar to companies. And so far, he has sold close to 200 of 365 days in the year. So his business is bustling, too.
Have you heard about this T-shirt guy?
The guy that will wear your T-shirt?
He'll wear your T-shirt,
oh, yeah.
And he wears 365 yeah. different T-shirts, advertising T-shirts. January 1 costs $1 to wear it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pay him $1. And it goes up a dollar each day, so December 31st is $365. He's booked through the next couple of years. He's making thousands of dollars just to wear an advertising
T-shirt. And now
t-shirt.
I think he has hired five other people.
Who will wear the mm-hmm. T-shirts
right.
as well. So
right.
That's an entrepreneur.
How do you get that job?
Just
hiring. Is he taking applications for that?
I guess you just have to look good in a T-shirt, Dave.
You make like $2 a day.
Dave, what are you telling us? Are you looking?
I could wear the T-shirt around the office. And
but it's like really cool. The idea is to, as cliche as it sounds, think outside the box, because it's not just like you can't just be a nurse, a fireman, a policeman, a teacher, whatever. There's
an
like
editor.
Opportunities are endless, you know?
All right. So give up the dream of being a cowboy.
Yes, Joe.
All right. Thank you, Kathy. All right, Dan. Dan's the big soccer guy in the room. One of the big soccer guys in the room.
Probably not as big as you, to be honest.
Well, you're taller.
Taller.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
So Dan knows what makes a good sports uniform, and he's got something pretty wacky here in the way of a rugby uniform.
Yeah, we know what makes a good sports uniform, but this might not be it. A team in Paris, in the Professional Rugby League in France, has come out with a jersey that is full of faces. Your faces, my faces, everyone's faces who support the team. So, of course, I guess we don't support the team, but those in Paris who do. Top to bottom, side to side, all faces, collage of faces. The team is called Stade Français, and it's run by an owner who has said, hey, we want to find new and novel ways of connecting with our fan base, and this is the way of acknowledging it. They've taken on, for example, pink as a team color to appeal more, theoretically, to the homosexual population in Paris. Some don't like that. They think it's stereotyping. Some think, well, okay. Mm-hmm. It's also gotten more women involved in the team, following the team. It actually costs, if you want to get your face on this jersey, $102, and you're in. What do you think?
I think I'm going to get my face on that jersey.
Let me guess. It's sublimated.
I think so.
No, that's a pretty cool idea. It doesn't look that shocking, though. I mean, it's kind of cool.
I didn't think it did.
Yeah,
either,
I mean, I was
I
imagining
maybe
something.
Maybe because we're female and they're trying to appeal to the female population.
But shocking, why? Like, why would it be called shocking? But, just because it's something you don't see?
It's weird.
Well,
it's not, yeah,
it
see,
is,
you
it's
would say it's
weird.
But then,
weird.
You know,
and why are you paying? why should I as a fan have to pay?
Well, you
to
shouldn't.
Have my face
but
there?
Fans,
if you really
want to
connect
pay,
with
we'll
your
pay.
Fans, I'll submit my face for a fee. You can put my face on your uniform for a fee. Why am I paying you?
Wow. Dave, I think that's your
I
new
know.
Business.
There's a couple things here.
It's non-traditional.
Right. It's non-traditional.
So if it's non-traditional, it's shocking?
Well, it is in
yeah,
sports.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, come
in
on.
Sports is the
yeah.
other thing that you have to think of is what is the retail value of that? Because so many teams in all sports all over the world make money on merchandise. And is someone going to buy that shirt and wear it? So what does that mean to the revenues for the team coming in from licensed sales? So that's why it's shocking.
Beyond that, in European sports, it's pretty common for teams, particularly in soccer, also in rugby to a degree, to put a sponsor on the shirt. This shirt is a walking, talking promotional product. Right. Here, you're promoting a lot of faces.
It's good in marketing because we're talking about it. I mean,
and it could be one element, though.
Campaign.
I mean, it could be one part of their uniform. Like, it could be, you know, one-tenth of it, Dave.
Well, and that's exactly what they were going for.
They could switch it out. You know, maybe like a few games a season wear it.
All right.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you for that. We're going to have a picture of this. I cut you off. We're going to have a picture of this on the website. All the things we talked about today will be posted on our website later on today. And today's word for the first week of this contest is radio.
Radio.
Are you
radio.
Serious?
How creative.
I thought you were going to come up with something like armadillo or guyliner or something like
Don't
that.
Don't confuse everybody.
Okay.
It's radio.
Radio.
They get progressively more difficult to remember as the weeks go on.
This word is radio. Well, we'd like to thank you all for tuning in and listening today. We also like to thank our sponsor, I Promote You. Don't forget to listen next week where we will give you week 2's word. Week 1's word is, Kathy?
Radio.
Thanks a lot for listening.
See ya.